When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
To the king we go. LeBron James has agreed to a two-year, $97.1 million contract extension that includes a player option for the 2024-2025 season. Clutch Sports CEO Rich Paul told ESPN on Wednesday the extension, which includes a 15% trade kicker, makes James the highest-earning player in NBA history with $532 million in career guaranteed money, surpassing Brooklyn Nets star Kevin Durant. Bart Scottsdale with us and Stephen A. Tell me this. How big of a deal is this extension?
It's a big deal from the standpoint that LeBron James is staying in L.A.
Yeah.
Outside of that, it ain't that big much of a deal. I mean, you averaged 30 last year, and where did that get you? You still didn't even make the playing game. And by the way, I love the fact that Rich Paul is out there negotiating these deals, because that way he ain't bugging me in my ear trying to tell me how to produce First Take. So it's good that he's preoccupied with doing his real job instead of trying to do my job. Now, having said all of that, let me also say this. Now, this is just me. I love the NBA.
This tea's delicious. Fresh hot water. Okay. I'm just enjoying myself. We've got LeBron news. It's a beautiful day out. Bart Scott here.
I was on the beach a few weeks ago. This ain't the beach, but I was just jumping checking.
No, I'm just.
Okay, but anyway.
Relax.
I'm enjoying my life.
I understand. Okay.
It was a great
day. All right, I got it. Here's what I love, Bart Scott. And I don't mean this as a slight to LeBron James. It's entirely the opposite. Tuesday, October 18th, opening night.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The Los Angeles Lakers are at the Chase Center in San Francisco, California.
Mm. Oh.
With the Warriors. The ring ceremony.
Mm. Oh.
LeBron has to watch it. I like that. Because he already had attitude last year. Unfortunately, I probably ain't gonna be able to. They probably because I got to do countdown the next day. Oh. So I mean,
so hard being.
Don't get me started. These games, I miss these. This is my life. I would be there if I didn't have countdown to do Wednesday. I would be there that Tuesday night. But that's neither here nor there.
Tell Magic to give you the jet, man.
Magic's not.
Put a call in.
Magic ain't doing that. But I mean, I can get there in the jet. I'll think about that. Here's my point.
Okay.
Lakers, Warriors. Yeah. I like that because LeBron balled last year, but he's motivated this year. Right. And I'm not trying to imply he's never motivated, because I know he always is. But LeBron James with an attitude excites me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that even after 19 years entering his 20th season in the NBA, after the year that they had last year, this brother's going to be on another level.
Yeah.
And so I'm anxious. Now, that ain't going to help him that night. I mean, the Lakers going to lose. They're going to get pushed out the building, okay? They're going to get pushed and sent back to Southern California. They ain't beating the Warriors on ring night unless the Warriors just get lackadaisical in offseason, don't even work out in camp and training camp, and they're just lackadaisical, ain't handling their business. But Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, the newly married, congratulations, Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Okay, Jonathan Wiseman coming back, Moody elevating his cachet, all of that other stuff. I'm here to tell you something right now. I love it, and I love seeing LeBron James motivated. But this is being a big deal. Listen, you want to talk about a big extension. Yeah. I mean, we talking money. I would like to remind everybody, because I don't want to just give Rich Paul love. I want to give all the brothers that are agents love. We got my man Bill Duffy representing Luka Doncic and others and the job that he does as an agent. The brothers, Aaron and Eric Goodwin. It was Aaron Goodwin Damian Lillard, did sign a two-year, $123 million extension. He is averaging over $61 million. Mm. That's what Damian Lillard is doing. So from a cash money perspective, Aaron Goodwin gonna get you paid.
Yeah.
So let's give him some love. But in the end, LeBron James, it's a big deal, because when the Lakers are relevant, basketball, I'm telling you right now, I be in L.A. I love L.A.
Yeah.
Southern California, Sunshine, I hope it's a different vibe when the Lakers are relevant. During the basketball season, Clippers gonna be there.
Yeah.
The Lakers relevant, so it's a good thing in that regard. But that's it. that's it, because it ain't really about LeBron. It's about the other pieces around him.
Well, I think when you look at the extension, what it kind of represents is that he's going to be there. And then one thing I know about being around or just watching LeBron James, being a big Piston fan myself, you know, tormented us when he was in Cleveland. Yeah, absolutely, Pistons. Yeah, we open it with your Knicks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So you get ready for that one.
I thought it was the Pelicans. I mean, Memphis that we was.
Well, it don't matter.
I'll be home opening it, right?
Yeah, home opening.
You got some young, promising players.
Absolutely. We coming.
Y'all got the point guard I
should have. Yeah, we got the best point guard in that game. But, you know, when you talk about LeBron, he's played chess, not checkers. And I think this is another move for him to play chess. You know, he understands that they're not going anywhere this year, right? You got Jamal Murray coming back in Denver. You know, you got Golden State.
I don't know that.
No, I don't think he believes that.
I think he believes that
Westbrook can't be saved.
Listen. I believe that LeBron believes. This is what I believe LeBron believes. Yeah. I'll give you the floor again. If he and Anthony Davis are healthy, they could beat anybody.
That still ain't enough.
I agree.
That still ain't enough.
No, I agree. But I believe he believes if me and Anthony Davis are fully loaded, the ball going to be in my hands. We ain't going to defer to somebody else having the ball in their hands. And by the way, just as an aside, and I haven't checked this, so forgive me if I'm wrong about this. You know who I really like? I really like Scottie Pippen Jr. I don't know if I think he's still on the Lakers because he was in their summer league squad. The kid is a bit undersized, but I like him.
That'd make him my cousin.
I like him. I mean, this kid can play. This kid can play.
But that's still not enough.
I'm just saying, when you got LeBron and AD, all you got to do is your job.
Yeah, see, but
he can.
I think LeBron.
I believe in that
chess.
Kid.
I think he's playing chess.
Okay.
This is the second time LeBron tried to flex the muscle.
Okay.
He tried to flex the muscle and get Anthony Davis to him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't work. He tried to flex the muscle and he tried to get Kyrie Irving to him. It didn't work. I think he understands that, okay, next year is the year that we got to kind of just lay the foundation here, get some contracts moved, get ready for the future, get Kyrie to come to us next year, and then we're going to make that run. Because if LeBron James gets two titles in his L.A. stint, he's already an all-time great. This makes him a Laker great. Because if you go 5-6 years as a Laker, two titles, I think that'll cement him as a Laker great. Now, it doesn't make him one of the best, the greatest, right? We still have Kareem, we still have Shaq, Kobe, Magic. But I think that puts him up there as a Laker great, not just a basketball all-time great. And ultimately, I think that's what he came to L.A. to do, to become also a Los Angeles Lakers great, not just a basketball great.
I think if you're controlling the tempo because you have the ball in LeBron James' hands and he's a decision maker, I think they're far more important than you realize. I'm not saying they're going to be better than those teams.
But his body hold up.
I know that. But that's a given. I mean, we understand that that's an issue. I'm just saying that if LeBron James and Anthony Davis are healthy going into the postseason, with the ball in LeBron James' hands as a decision maker, I can't rule out, you understand, the fact that they could knock somebody off. Now, that means the second round appearance instead of the first round.
Right.
I don't have them going to the conference finals or nothing like that.
Well, you got about a 7 seed,
but
6 seed?
About 7 seed.
Because Luka's coming.
Yeah. With Christian Wood, that was a big pickup. But losing Jalen Brunson is going to hurt Dallas.
I know you're excited, obviously, about the Warriors and the Lakers.
Yes.
Are you also excited? Your Knicks opening up the season against Memphis and against
Denver. Could be some moves coming.
Just like your Lions on Thanksgiving, Bart, we've got your Knicks on Christmas Day, Stephen A.
Is it mandatory that the Knicks play on Christmas?
First of all, I want to be very, very clear. I'm not joking around when I say what I'm about to say. I love your show, your radio show right there in New York City with my man Alan Hahn. There's a reason I haven't been on your show. I have Michael Kay and Don Juan LaGreca. Those are my boys, my brothers. You understand, Pete Rosenberg, those guys. I love those dudes. There's a reason I haven't been on those shows. Because I'm scared. I was scared of what I would say about the New York Knicks on New York radio. I mean, I'm really ticked off. I think that when you are the New York Knicks, I'm so done with James Dolan, who's just a child in a man's body. I mean, he makes me sick how he has allowed stuff to be conducted. You got a guy in Leon Rose who I'm very fond of and I've known for over 20 years and I have a lot of respect for. I just don't respect what he's doing, hiding from the media the way that he has.
Yeah.
You the president of basketball operations. You got to show your face and represent New York the way you're supposed to. And the fact that you being cowardly cowardly in failing to address the media. I don't think you qualify for the job if you can't talk to the media in New York City. We're supposed to sit back and just let you do what you do and depend on your vision when you were an agent? I mean, you got to be kidding me. Rob Pelinka is more accessible than, or at least it seems that way. I'm appalled by what I see. I'm appalled. Now, let me go a step further. I want to get here because I want to say it to you out here, because if I was on radio with you, I might lose. I might violate FCC airways. So I got to do it when I know I'm safe. Yeah. Here's the deal. You go after Jalen Brunson. I like Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
I'm glad he got his money. In today's NBA economy, you want to give him $100 million. Man, the way he balled last year, go ahead, Jalen. I'm rooting for that brother, okay? I believe in R.J. Barrett. I even believe in Julius Randle. Just stop being so emotional, bro. Yeah. I mean, the city loved you when you played well. When you struggled, they booed you. And then you let that ruin your whole damn season. What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Okay? All right? I like Obi Toppin, even though I wanted them to draft Halliburton, not because of any shade on Obi Toppin. It's because they needed a point guard.
Right.
So now you went out and you get Jalen Brunson, okay? I love his daddy. His daddy and I go back since the mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
But you standing behind the bench recruiting Jalen Brunson and you hire Rick Brunson in June. I mean, a month before you bring him on, you hire his daddy.
Yeah, yeah.
This ain't Kentucky. This ain't, what the hell is this? It's amateur night in that regard.
Yeah.
Now.
They finally got their man.
No. Now I'm saying all I'm saying. Donovan Mitchell.
He on his way.
Let me express myself. Ladies and gentlemen, Donovan Mitchell is a star. I will never speak highly about Phil Jackson again because he passed up on that brother to draft Frank Ntilikina. Every credibility, every shred of credibility Phil Jackson ever had, even though he's 11-time champion, went out the window with me. I believe that Phil Jackson should be banned from city limits, from New York City, after what he did with that pick, okay? Donovan Mitchell is a star. I have shut up because I don't want to do anything to get in the way of them getting that brother. I will say this to Danny Ainge, though. I appreciate the greatness of Danny Ainge as an executive. But you ain't getting no six damn pick. The Knicks, you better not give up
five.
Pick.
What about five?
I got 4 to 5. 4 to 5.
Okay.
Not six. You got 8 picks over the next 7 years.
Five
eight first
yet?
Round picks.
5 and 4 yet?
Four and 4 year. I don't want to give up RJ Barrett. But if I have to give up, if I have to give up, Donovan Mitchell's 25 years old. 25. If I got to give up R.J. Barrett to get Donovan Mitchell, yes, I don't want to.
Yeah.
I want to hold on to him. I want him with Donovan Mitchell. But if I got to give him up to get Donovan Mitchell, that and 4 picks, yes, I'm doing it. I am doing it. And I'm going to tell you why, and I'm going to give you the floor. New York needs a star.
Yeah.
We need a star. I'm not talking about a Patrick Ewing caliber star that needs somebody to throw you with the ball 15 feet from the basket for a turnaround jump shot. I'm talking about the star Melo was supposed to be. And to a lesser degree, he was. Donovan Mitchell is 25. There is no LeBron James in the Eastern Conference. There is no Kawhi Leonard in the Eastern Conference. There's Giannis. There's Giannis.
And Embiid.
You got KD. You got Embiid. But give me this dude I can give the ball to when it counts and say, deliver for me. Give me the dude that's going to give me 25 a night, and I know it. Donovan Mitchell is the man the New York Knicks should have drafted. He is the man they should have had. They need to go get him, but you can't give up 6 picks for him.
Yeah. I mean,
that's robbery.
If they've learned anything from the Melo trade, you can't empty the cupboard. Now, but you know, when you think about it, the Knicks are really they're negotiating against themselves. Nobody else has the picks to offer, right? And that's what Danny Ainge wants. He doesn't want players. He wants picks so he can build his future. Now, I mean, I think if you give up 5, I wouldn't give up R.J. Barrett. I wouldn't give up R.J. Barrett because you also need stars. You need depth. And you look at, do you have any concern about them having 2 point guards or two guys in the backcourt under 6 feet? We saw it didn't work out for Dame Dolla and C.J. McCollum. But if you can't be good, at least be interesting. And that's what Donovan Mitchell makes the Knicks. He makes them interesting. He gives them a fighter's chance.
Right.
But I still don't think it moves the needle as far as where they're going to be. They're not going to be better than Miami. Not going to be better than Boston.
Yeah, but here's the part you're missing. And I know we got to go. Here's the part you're missing. Donovan, P, keep on forgetting Tom Thibodeau can coach.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Quinn Snyder can't, but Tom Thibodeau can coach. They're forgetting the allure of the Garden, that Tom Thibodeau could coach, and that the New York Knicks are a feisty bunch. They just didn't have people you could rely upon to bring us at all. Because you know what I call Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah.
Do you know my nickname for Madison Square Garden?
No, great.
Southport Central. Jalen Brunson, J.R.J. Barrett, all right, and Julius Randle. I don't give a damn what they do. They're going left. They're going left.
Right.
Southport Central. Donovan Mitchell changes all of that. Get that man.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Quick takes, let's get it. Stephen A., the New York Liberty won their first playoff game in team history last night after going on a 13-0 run against the Chicago Sky. Sabrina Ionescu contributed with 22 points. Are you riding with your New York Liberty?
You're damn right I'm going to ride with them until the wheels come off. Ionescu, I love her. You understand? And I really appreciate how her game is developing. And I like them answering the call the way that they did. Now, obviously, you know, I'm a Candace Parker fan.
Yeah.
So I don't like it when she lose. That hurts me. Yeah. Okay? But it's to New York. And remember, I'm Knicks first. New York always.
Love it.
That's just how I roll.
You know who else loves Sabrina? The late, great Kobe Bryant. Moving on here, guys. Aaron Donald and the defending Super Bowl champs LA Rams are looking to repeat this season. The last franchise to repeat in consecutive years were the New England Patriots, 03-04. The Rams will have to make up for key losses to the roster, like Von Miller, who signed to Buffalo, and OBJ, who's a free agent, but suffered an ACL tear in that championship game. As we count down Stephen A.'s top storylines heading into the season, let's recap. Number 10 is, what will Joe Burrow and the Bengals do for an encore? Number 9 is, will Kyle Murray live up to his huge contract? Number 8, yesterday we discussed Josh Allen and the Bills' Super Bowl expectations. Today, it's the chances the Rams run it back and repeat as Super Bowl champs. Stephen A., which L.A. team is more likely to reach the Super Bowl, the Rams or the Chargers?
I'm going to tell you the Rams. And guess why I'm going to tell you the Rams, Bart?
Why?
By default. I think the Chargers are a better team. I mean, one can make that argument. I am a huge Justin Herbert fan. I am a huge Derwin James fan. Congratulations on your money, my brother. You deserve that. Highest paid safety in the game.
Yeah.
Damn right. You deserve it, my brother. Congratulations, okay? I believe in Justin Herbert. I believe in the Chargers. I think they're going to win the West. I think Kansas City's going to get the wild card. I think they're going to win the West. And actually, I think damn near every team in the division is going to end up in the playoffs.
Yeah, first. Could be.
Honestly speaking, I think all the wild card spots are going to come from the AFC West and the AFC, obviously. But the reason why I give the Rams a better shot, we just finished talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got Tom Brady. Gronk's retired. Todd Bowles, I love him. I believe him. I'm very happy he's the head coach in Tampa. But there's some question marks there. Godwin was injured last year. He's coming back. He's not 100%. We got to wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike Evans is that dude, that stud that none of us ever appreciate as much as we should. Okay, he's something special. But there's still some question marks in Tampa. You already brought up the question marks in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Am I supposed to say the Dallas Cowboys? Am I supposed to say they're going to do
something? I got one.
I ain't worried about no damn Dallas Cowboys. Philadelphia Eagles, as much as I like them and I think they're going to win the NFC East, Jalen Hurts is still a question mark as to his level of elevation. Okay. Drew Brees ain't in New Orleans no more, and not this Sean Payton. All right, so I got that issue. Trey Lance is his first year starting.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's basically a rookie quarterback. I think by default, the path to prosperity is easier for the Los Angeles Rams with Aaron Donald. Or now, with one caveat, assuming that that elbow issue with Stafford ain't lingering and there's something that's hindering them. If his elbow's hurt, all bets are off. I'm only assuming that if he's healthy. I'm making my assumption based on health, everybody healthy. I'm talking about for everybody across the board, all the teams we're talking about. Based on the personnel that they have and the situations that they're in, I say the Rams have an easier path to the Super Bowl than the Chargers.
They still have to figure out how to beat the San Francisco 49ers because they almost lost to them three times last year. And if Tart gets, you know, just catches the interception, you know, that's three in a row. Trey Lance is going to add another element to their offense that they haven't had since Colin Kaepernick, somebody that can be the 11, make you play 11 on 11. He looked good so far. I'm not putting him as the MVP like Chris Canty and a lot of other guys have. But I have to go with the opposite team. I have to go with the other team in Los Angeles. I have to go with the Chargers. And simply because they're complete. And because they have a quarterback that they've yet to pay, they can go out and they can get hired guns like Khalil Mack. They can go out and pay J.C. Jackson, go opposite of Asante Samuel Jr. You already spoke about Derwin James and his impact as a safety. My only issue with them is at the linebacker position, but you talk about they have Keenan Allen. They have Williams, who they paid. They paid everybody that they need to pay, and I think they're right on the cusp. And if they get out of that competitive conference in AFC West, still iron sharpens iron, or steel sharpens steel, I think they'll be ready to beat anybody. You know, you talk about, you know, Justin Herbert, I think he's going to announce to everybody that he's a superstar as we look for him to elevate. And last year, had a lot of questions with the head coach. The head coach was going for 4th-and-1 in their own territory. They should have beat Kansas City twice last year. But the issue was they couldn't stop anybody, so their coach knew that they had to score as many points as they could because they couldn't stop anybody. But they went out and they addressed that issue. And because of that, I believe that they should be the favorite if we're talking about teams in L.A. Now, when you go to the Rams, you look at, I think everybody talks about the loss of Von Miller. We really don't speak about the loss of Whitworth, who I think was the anchor and was the senior leader on that squad. He's gone, and that's going to be hard to replace. Now, listen, I love what they did with Allen Robinson, but recent history or football history teaches us that nobody really goes back-to-back anymore. There's a big difference between being a hunted and being a hunter. And now everybody, they're going to get everybody's best effort every week. Mm-hmm. And history never usually seems to repeat themselves. I don't know if they're going to have that same fortune that they've had last year. Now, the package should grow because Sean McVay is going to be with Stafford, and they're going to be able to figure some things out and grow the package.
Right.
But I just don't see it. They're going to get everybody's best effort.
That's one way to look at it. How about looking at it this way? Sean McVay no longer has that pressure on his back.
That's
Matthew
true.
Stafford. No longer has that pressure on his back. Aaron Donald doesn't any longer have that pressure on his back. The fact that you've got it done, even though you're the hunted because you're the reigning defending Super Bowl champions, the flip side is I can't imagine a level of pressure remotely compares to what they had to endure last season.
But we saw the great one. We saw the great one, Tom Brady. Everybody came back to run it back, and they still fell short. And I think you're underestimating the Saints. The Saints are my sneaky pick. I'm telling you, I think the same issues we had with Stafford when he was in Detroit about what he didn't do, I think we have about Jameis Winston, and I think he's going to erase all those doubts.
Let me move this forward. Are the Chargers the most complete team in football?
No.
Who is?
I go with the Saints.
You on drugs.
I'm telling you.
You are on drugs. You should be tested right now.
Y'all told me I was on drugs last year when I said the Rams was going to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, we didn't say that.
Who said that?
That's not
in
true.
Your absence,
that's not true.
Stephen A., in your absence, they rolled that beautiful beam footage when I picked the Rams in March and they called me crazy. Maybe not you.
Okay, it wasn't
but they.
It wasn't me. I speak
and you,
for me.
You're calling me crazy
me.
Now.
I speak for me. Let me tell you why I think you're crazy. Listen, first of all, I happen to like Jameis Winston a lot, and I'm rooting for him. I'm not rooting against him. And I don't think he's a scrub by any stretch of the imagination. And I'm quite sure he's not going to have another season where he throws 33 interceptions in a season.
He erased that last year.
I understand. I'm not accusing him of that. I get that. But he ain't no damn Drew Brees now. Let's be very, very clear about that.
He can do things that Drew Brees can't do or never could do.
Please, whatever. When I see it, come talk to me, okay? Maybe throw the football 60 yards in the air. Okay, that's
clip,
fine.
Clip this.
Listen. Maybe, damn right, this is clip bait material, baby. Ain't nobody hiding. Ain't nobody hiding. I don't hide. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you right now, ain't no way in hell that you going to sit up here on national television and
say, the Saints are the most complete
team. That, no, we ain't talking about the Saints because I know their defense is real, okay? I know their defense is real. And I believe in Dennis Allen, even though I haven't seen him as a head coach, really. The fact of the matter is that he succeeded Sean Payton. Not to say he hasn't been a head coach before, but I haven't seen him in this place. So what I'm saying to you is I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. You've been a part of that system. You were working under Sean Payton. You're familiar with the talent on the squad. I'm going to give Dennis Allen the benefit of the doubt. I totally understand
it. Yeah.
What I'm saying to you is this. Jameis Winston, he got to prove to me he's the lone question. I certainly don't have any questions about Alvin Kamara. All right, Michael Thomas, I ain't got no questions about him if he's healthy. I mean, please, I ain't worried about him. He got some stuff to prove, too, because he was out last year, wanted to get traded, all of this other stuff. But this is after he got his $20 million a year. This brother can ball. Now, you got to go out there and remind us of the greatness that we saw from you a couple of years ago before you was out all last year. All I'm saying is this. Jameis Winston is no Drew Brees. And you're going to have to be Drew Brees for this Saints team to come out of the NFC. I don't see that happening.
You don't have to.
I believe in that defense, though. I believe in that defense, and I believe in Kamara, and I believe in Michael Thomas, but I'm not sure about Winston yet.
He doesn't even have to be great. He just has to be good. And I think he is one of the most talented quarterbacks. You talk about arm strength, accuracy. Yeah. Listen, environment matters, right? Just like we learned about Matthew Stafford in Detroit, never winning a playoff game. Environment matters. And now he's in an environment where he can flourish. You talk about Jarvis Landry. This team has leaders. This team has been knocking on the door for the last 5 years, and finally they have a complete package. You got Chris Olave, who's going to be the opposite of Michael Thomas on the outside. They brought in leaders. Marcus May is on this team now. I know they lost Marcus Williams, but Marcus May. They brought in a Honey Badger, a champion, a showing up bona fide baller to come back with Cam Jordan. They have leaders on that squad now. And my only concern was, okay, how are they going to replace Armstead? Well, they go out there and get Trevor Penny, who really delighted everybody at the Senior Bowl at Northern Iowa. They have Ramchek, who's an all-pro on the other side. This team has no flaws. And if you say the only flaw they have is Jameis Winston, that is a very small flaw. This allows Taysom Hill to be who he's always been, a gadget guy, a situational football player. Alvin Kamara is one of the best in the business, dual threat. This team is, listen, and already this team has beaten Tom Brady, the great Tom Brady, 4 out of 5 times. And the only time they lost, it was because Drew Brees was the quarterback and they weren't able to push the ball down the field, so they just packed the middle of the field and played everything in front. You can't do that with Jameis Winston. I'm telling you, the Saints are a legitimate threat to be a Super Bowl champion, and I think we're going to erase all the narratives that we had about Jameis Winston, all the funny stuff, him sucking his fingers, him stealing crab legs, ha, ha, ha. This guy is a pro. This guy is a respected leader, and now he's around a bunch of other leaders. And for everybody who's talking about, well, Sean Payton's not there, well, neither is Bruce Arians. And we're not talking about Todd Bowles. We still have, you know, Carmichael, who's been there. We have Dennis Allen, who's been there. I think they're going to be – they should be the favorite. And they are the most complete team in football. Write it down and clip it.
No Sean Payton, but I like your optimism.
I think Bart Scott has been riding on his scooter too damn much.
Yeah, he's
you know, that wind blowing in his head has fogged his –
you know what I'm saying? Get my Luther Vandross curls be flowing, man.
All I'm saying to you, listen, I wish him luck. I truly, truly do. I do not see Jameis Winston being all that you say, but I hope I'm wrong because I'm not rooting against him, of course.
He's throwing for 5,000 yards.
All right. I'll remember this. You might look like a genius in a few weeks.
I always do.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
1-800-327-5050 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This Saturday, Kamaru Usman will make his sixth defense of his UFC welterweight title when he takes on Leon Edwards in the main event at UFC 278. It's a rematch from 2015 when Usman defeated Edwards by unanimous decision. Stephen A., floor is yours.
Thank you, Molly. It is always an honor and privilege to talk to my next guest. He is the welterweight champion of the world in the UFC, the one and only Kamaru Usman. What's going on, my man? How are you feeling right now, especially with this fight coming up this Saturday?
Feeling good, a little hungry right now, but that's part of the process, so I'm feeling pretty good.
This fight right here, this is a guy in Edwards that you faced before. You beat him by unanimous decision in 2015. Since then, though, he's won 10 in a row. What have you seen from him with his win streak? What are you seeing from him that made you say, this is a big-time fight I need to take?
No, I think it's one of those fights that's kind of flies under the radar because Edwards kind of reminds me of myself. He was a guy who's not very braggadocious, you know, he's not very boastful, you know, just stayed quiet under the radar, but he kept racking up wins. He kept beating up guys and doing it just skillfully. He definitely improved since the last time we fought. He went and worked on his wrestling and his grappling, and he's racked off, what, 10 wins in a row since then. So this is a very, very dangerous, a very, very tough fight. I recognize that, and he knows that because here he is. He's the number one contender right now.
Mm. And that's why this is happening, because he's the number one contender, because I'm thinking about Leon Edwards, and I got a lot of respect for him. He got caught by Nate Diaz in the last fight that he won. He got caught. He almost got KO'd, but he survived to his credit, and he was winning that fight in lopsided fashion before he ended up walking away with the decision victory. But I'm thinking about you, too. You're 20-1 overall. You're undefeated in the UFC. You got 15 straight wins. Where do you feel you are at this point in time in your career, and what do you feel that is left for you to prove?
Well, for me, I think, and even when I got into the sport, I think it was for me to I just wanted to be the best. I wanted to be great at it. I wanted to be successful in each and everything that I do, in every aspect and every phase of the game. And I have been. But at the same time, you know, I have a family, you know, and that's what we get into this for. We want mom and dad to be retired and have a smooth life. I want my kids to not have to miss out on anything. So I want all those opportunities to be present. So right now we got to rack this check up. We got to run this check up, run the bag up, make sure that you know, the money is there. But of course, I still have that competitive hunger, that drive. Mm-hmm. I still have that deep inside. I want to make sure that I go out, and by the time I'm done with this sport, they look back and say, wow, that dude was special.
You win Saturday night, that's 16 straight victories. That'll tie UFC legend Anderson Silva all time. That'll tie his record for most consecutive wins in UFC history. I'm wondering, as you reflect on your career right now, and I'm getting back to Leon from this perspective, like you said, he's a very skilled fighter, but he's not quote-unquote box office. At this moment in time, particularly considering some of the big-time wins you've had and the fact that your box office appeal has grown, and it's only elevated, particularly since your knockout of Masvidal as well, are you, when you look at yourself right now, do you feel like you just need to fight the number one or the number two guys, or do you feel you need to be in there with big names who have an allure, who draw an audience to elevate your profile even more? I'm wondering how you think along those lines.
That's a good question. It's a little bit of both. For me, it's not, you know, of course, I want to give that next guy the chance. You know, if you're the number one contender, you worked your whole career to get up to the top, the challenge for the title. I want to be able to give you that chance, you know, and let you know that it's not your time yet. So I do like that. I want to make sure that I'm knocking off these guys. Whoever is next up, I want to make sure I'm knocking those guys off. But I'm kind of in the point now that I've gone through the division and I'm going through it twice. Mm-hmm. So I want to do something that hasn't been done. Mm-hmm. When I talked about the Canelo fight last year, everyone, oh, no, that's crazy. Like, yeah. I was serious. I was definitely very serious about it. I want to do something that's never been done. And since that one didn't take place, you know, I'm not going to the middleweight fight for the middleweight belt because Israel Adesanya is there. Mm-hmm. But no one's ever skipped a weight class, went up to light heavyweight, and mm-hmm. got the job done.
Okay, real quick. Real quick, Usman, why wouldn't you fight Israeli Adesanya? Just so the audience would know. Why is that a fight you wouldn't want?
Because for me, it's bigger than just fighting. It's bigger than just the money. For me, growing up, we didn't have that example of a Nigerian MMA champion. Now we have two. So that means more to me. And two different flavors. So that means more to me than anything else, that representation. So, you know, that's why I'm not interested in that fight.
It's a brotherhood. I don't have any problem with that. Let me get back to the Canelo Alvarez and the boxing. I say this affectionately because you know you're one of my favorites big time. You know how I feel about you. But I ask this affectionately. What the hell is wrong with you? You're not a boxer. You're not a boxer. Man. I mean, listen. You knock some people out, but you're not even known as a striker in a sport you're dominating. You know you're an elite wrestler. You take people down. We get all of that. But you're talking about Canelo Alvarez, one of the greatest fighters in the world and one of the greatest boxers in history. What's wrong with you on that, my brother? I mean, I'm wondering right now. Explain yourself.
See, that's the thing with the world is it seems impossible until somebody does it.
It does.
It was impossible. It was impossible for Buster Douglas to be able to get in there and did what he did until he did it. So, you know, it is what it is. That's just how life goes. And, yo, don't get me wrong. I know how dangerous this man is. I know how good this man is. But that's part of being a man. It's challenging yourself at every point and overcoming that challenge. So, hey, how do you live if you say that you were too scared to be able to give yourself that opportunity and challenge yourself in that way? You're not living. I want to live.
Last question.
Let me live, Stephen.
I'm letting you live. I just don't want you to get knocked out because you're going into a sport that you've never fought professionally in. That's my concern.
That's the chance I'm willing to take.
A boxer can't walk out of the ring and say, for the first time in my life, I'm going to get in an octagon and I'm going to go up against Kamaru Usman. He can't do that. That's all I'm saying. But before I let you go, my last question to you with this. You beat Leon Edwards Saturday night. What's next for you? And I want to know, how long do you anticipate you're going to be fighting in the UFC? You talked about being highly motivated, but there have been folks who have speculated, how much time is it before Usman walks away? I want to know how long you plan on staying and what's next for you, assuming you win this fight Saturday night.
Right now, I'm still motivated. I still got that hunger. I still got that drive. I still get up 6 a.m. in the morning and go to the gym and make sure I get that the proper working. And that's one thing that I'm very, very honest with myself. The moment I don't feel like I can get that work in and still prepare at the same level with the same allure that I feel each and every time, then that might be time for me to step away from the sport. But right now, I still got that hunger. I still got that drive. And just like last year, you know, some fights, you know, you just don't know. You get done with and you feeling froggy. You get done at the end, you feeling froggy. And I'm, you know, I fought Gilbert Burns in February. I was like, you know what? Give me Masvidal in April. So who knows? You know, I might get done with this fight. I'm feeling froggy. I might tell him, you know what? Give me the 205-pound champ in New York. I might take him in November. You never know. Or December.
Well, I do remember when you fought Leon Edwards in 2015. You tried to take him down about 13 times, and you were successful around 7 times. He's better on his feet. And since you seem to want to box, I guess I'm going to assume you're going to try to be on your feet a lot. Boxing a brother, I can't wait. UFC 278, Saturday night in Salt Lake City. I can't wait to see it. My brother, Kamaru Usman, the welterweight champion of the world. Thank you so much for your time, my brother.
Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it.
All right. Back to you, Molly.
He's focused. I like it. Best of luck. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit directtv.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take Podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Quick takes. All right, Stephen A. Aaron Rodgers calling out his young receiving core. They had a meeting yesterday. Will he be the most to blame if the Packers offense underperforms this season?
I think the receivers will be most to blame. He'll be the most accountable because it's his team. He's the star. He's the franchise player. He's getting paid the money that he's getting paid. So we'll all look at him. But I'm not worried about how he's going to perform. Are they running the right routes? Are they going to catch the passes? Like Sammy Watkins was just quoted as saying, he's more detailed. He's played with Mahomes. He's played with Lamar Jackson. He said Aaron Rodgers on another level in terms of his details. He wants things done the way he wants things done. He's like a coach on the field. So it's about them being accountable. I totally believe in him.
Yeah, you know what's exciting? The NFL September and then the NBA October. The NBA schedule for the 2022-23 season released on Wednesday. It was announced that the first games of the season will tip off on October 18th. Here's the list of games that are worth marking your calendars for. Stephen A., marinate on those for a second. Tell me, which game are you most looking forward to?
The game I'm most looking forward to is the Lakers and the Clippers on November 9th. Mavericks, Suns, see you in the playoffs. Celtics, Warriors, all right, that's a potential finals matchup, but that's cool. We saw that already. We got it. Bucks, Celtics, I got to pay attention to all of that. Nets,
that's a good
76ers,
one.
Who the hell's going to show up to play? We'll find that out. We'll see when the games arrive, okay? But when it comes to the Lakers and the Clippers, the game of basketball for the American public is much better when the Lakers are relevant.
Yeah.
The Clippers are going to be there. Ty Lue is one of the best coaches in basketball, if not the best coach in basketball. And Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are coming back. And they got John Wall. And they've been sweeping the streets of L.A. with the Los Angeles Lakers. What are you going to do about that? LeBron, AD, potentially Russell Westbrook, likely Russell Westbrook. What you going to do? We shall see. I want to see whether or not the Lakers are finally ready to answer the call of going up against a fully loaded Clippers squad who believes they are legit bona fide championship favorites.
Yeah.
That's how they feel about themselves. And if it were not for the Warriors, I couldn't disagree with them.
Best team in the West?
Warriors.
Okay. A lot of people said the Clippers.
I'm telling you. I got the Warriors repeating. Jonathan Wiseman is the player that I'm
I forgot who I was asking this.
The Golden State Warriors will repeat as NBA champions, but the Clippers are the number one threat.
Okay. What about in the East?
I got Milwaukee as the favorites in the East because I think Brooklyn will find a way to get in their own way. Miami and Boston, you can't sleep on them. A healthy Milwaukee with Chris Middleton.
Stephen A., hold that thought. We have breaking news coming in right now. I'm just getting it in my ear. We have an 11-game suspension for Deshaun Watson.
Wow.
And a $5 million fine. So obviously, originally, it was suggested, right, the 6 games. The NFL appealed it. They wanted a full season. And now we're hearing breaking news that it's 11 games and a $5 million fine. Quickly, your reaction.
Deshaun Watson should be very happy with that.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is, you could have got
That's
a whole
lenient.
Year. You're not getting a year. Secondly, you know, you tried to make it so you get $46 million a year the last 4 years of your deal, and you're only getting $1.3 million the first year. The NFL said you tried to be slick with that. So it's only $5 million. That basically means you still keep $225 million of your money. Plus, there's a 6-game stretch that you get to play for this upcoming season. I think considering all of the allegations that were thrown out there, all the things that have been said, that is fair. the NFL Players Association, any NFL himself, and even Deshaun Watson himself, you can put this behind you now. I think that's fair. 10 to 11 games, I think it's fair.
I'll be curious to see as more transparency unfolds, and obviously we're getting this here live, why the 11 games, how they came up with that number, rather than the full season, like they wanted to happen.
They don't have to give all the details because they're a private industry.
Yeah.
They don't have to give up all the details.
And again, let's not forget Deshaun Watson is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL when we're talking about guaranteed money.
Yeah, $225 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
That's what he has left after the $5 million fine.
Yeah. Obviously, SportsCenter is going to be all over this story. We'll have you covered on ESPN the rest of the day. Deshaun Watson, an 11-game suspension for the Cleveland Browns. We will see him on the field this season of a $5 million fine. We'll see you in the morning.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.